This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, December 14th, 2012, here at Gillette Stadium for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Myself, Andy Hart, alongside Paul Perillo. Another big prime time game on the horizon. The 49ers come to town this week for Sunday night football this time around as the Patriots dispatched the supposed best team in the AFC and now take on a team that some believe might be the best team in the NFC, and that this could be a Super Bowl preview, Paul Perillo, but that is well down the road. What we have now are some interesting roster moves this week. Some weeks are more entertaining than others here on the Roster Report podcast, and I think this is a unique one. We will start with December the 11th. The Patriots replaced Dante Stallworth on injured reserve because he had one catch for 63 yards, and on that catch injured his ankle. Some of you may have seen the photo that he sent out and made its way around Twitter and things of that nature. But Dante Stallworth, one catch since 2007, but found the end zone with it. It was a big play. It was a great catch, a one-handed play, as he is wont to do. He broke a tackle, you know, to make it a big play and reach the end zone. But he is done for the season. He will remain in New England, though, he told the Boston Herald this week, and he's expecting to go to meetings and help out any way he can, you know, serve as a veteran guy to give some advice. To fill his spot, you'll see in a couple minutes, because I will leave that as a tease. The rest of the moves on December the 11th, the Patriots released tight end Vicente Shenko. Bit of a surprising move, I think, in some ways, because many of us, including myself, expected he would have a role with this team because they used their IR designated to return on him earlier this season, and it just never came to fruition.
Just didn't work out.
Right, as Bill would say.
Yeah.
You know, the last straw, apparently, was Ryan Mallett's pass bouncing off him and turning into an interception late in the Texans game, Paul. But does this move surprise you? Or do you think, you know, with Gronk coming back and they have the depth there with Manoa Nui and Fells and Hernandez, that, you know, just time to go in a different direction? He hadn't found a role and he's not going to find one.
Yeah, and I know some people have been, sort of downplaying any connection. But, yeah, I do think that there's some correlation. They have – the tight ends are on the way back now. Hernandez looks, I don't want to say – completely 100%, but he looks like himself. And Gronkowski has got to be close. It was supposed to be 4 weeks. This will be the fourth week. So I think he's imminent. And really, like you said, Andy, Shenko, it never really came to fruition. You weren't getting anything there. So I think you don't need that kind of depth at this stage of the season. It's a little more important earlier in the year. And how they're going to go about filling that spot, I don't know. But it just makes sense to me to... I don't think you need that much. I think right now with Human and Fells, you have a reasonable facsimile there of a third tight end that can do the job in either department, blocking, pass catching, pass blocking, and doing all that stuff. So, yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense.
And both those guys have been on the field contributing, and basically it seems like it was a case of he couldn't move up the depth chart, so it was time to move on. One last move on the 11th, the Patriots released offensive lineman Tommy Draheem from the practice squad. That's all I'm going to say about that. The 12th, the day later, Patriots re-sign wide receiver Deion Branch, as many people speculated when Stallworth went on IR. Many people speculated when Branch was released with a hamstring injury that he indeed would be back, and that was the case on the 12th.
Should we do as first reported by PFW on that?
Probably not.
No?
No.
We weren't the first ones to say that he'd be back?
I don't know, but I don't think we should ever do as first reported on PFW.
Okay.
Deion basically knew he'd be back in the NFL when he was healthy. He spoke with reporters yesterday and said he kept telling his daughters and family, I just got to rehab and I'll be ready. And even admitted that he was kind of sick of all the women in his house and was ready to get back to football. Like he never left, he said. Everybody doesn't even say welcome back. It's basically, hey, how you been? And he's getting back to work. And be interesting to see what he can contribute. Obviously, coming off a week that Brandon Lloyd had his greatest contributions in quite some time as they kind of fill out the roles on the passing game with Julian Edelman out of action. But Deion Branch is back, and I actually find this as one of the more intriguing practice squad signings of the year. Wide receiver Tony Logan was added to the practice squad this week. He was a reserve wide receiver punt returner at Maryland for 3 years. And last year, in 11 games as a punt returner, kickoff returner, and wide receiver, returned 16 punts for 96 yards. He led the ACC and ranked third nationally with an 18.1-yard average on punt returns in 2010. So obviously this is a guy who has the potential to be a big play type kick returner, punt returner. And the Patriots, we've talked a lot about with Edelman out. You know, do you have another option other than Welker? And I'm not saying he's going to be out there against, say, the 49ers, but maybe against the Jaguars or maybe against the Dolphins. You give this guy a chance to prove if he can just be one of those unique punt return type guys.
Yeah. I think that on the surface, on paper, it makes a lot of sense. I would be very surprised to see it. I do think if you're going to, it's the scenario that you mentioned, maybe against Jacksonville or Miami, particularly the Miami one, on that last game of the season, just to keep some wear and tear away from Wes Welker, if maybe between now and then your seeding sort of becomes solidified in some way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you want to do it that way. If the games matter, if they can gain something with a seed, I don't see it. I see him staying on the practice squad, and if Welker can't do it, then you're going to turn to a guy like Patrick Chung or even Aaron Hernandez, although that's not ideal with his injury history as well. So,
and inexperience for both those
guys. I don't see him bringing an undrafted rookie, untested, off the practice squad to go out and return punts in any kind of a meaningful situation.
I would probably agree with that. Now we'll move on to the injury report. We don't have the final injury report of the week because they come late with
West
Coast. 49ers, the opponent this week. They don't share them until West Coast time. But the big news of today was Rob Gronkowski returning to the practice field on Friday. Was not at his locker to speak with the media during media session, but, you know, there had been reports that he was going to return to the practice field this week by both the Boston Globe and Mike Lombardi, and he did indeed. It took a little later in the week than maybe we would have expected, but on Friday, back on the practice field. That said, I would deem him unlikely to play this week against the 49ers. That's my word, not Bill Belichick's.
Right, and we'll see how he's listed a little bit later on, but I agree with you.
The rest of it, a long injury report of limited participation. Kyle Arrington, who hurt his knee when Justin Francis dove over a pile and hit his knee late in the game against Houston, is limited with that injury. Ron Brace, limited elbow. Patrick Chung remains limited. Dan Conley with the back injury that's been dogging him for a while, limited. Alphonso Dennard, who injured his hamstring against the Houston Texans, one of three cornerbacks that left the field in that game. He's limited. Aaron Hernandez, Dante Hightower, Chandler Jones, those are all old injuries, remain limited. Brandon Lloyd, the same thing. Kyle Love missed practice on Wednesday, but not because of an injury. Dealt with the birth of his first child. He seemed very excited on Twitter, although he's still limited in practice participation with the knee injury that's been bothering him for a while. Logan Mankins, limited. Nick McDonald, limited. Brandon Spikes, limited. Aqib Talib injured his hip in the first half, didn't play the second half against Houston on a deep ball. Seems like it was a type of bruising type hip injury. He said it came right when he kind of landed on the turf. But he was limited in practice this week. Sebastian Vollmer, back and knee, remains limited. He's looked really banged up on the game field of late.
Yeah.
Wes Welker, Tracy White, both remain limited. And Gerard Mayo remains a full participation. Paul Perillo, are you concerned about the trio of injuries to the defensive backs that got banged up in that Houston game that are listed as limited now?
Yeah, not really. I'm more concerned about the offensive line. I feel like the defensive backs, I don't think anybody's 100%. I think they all probably got...
At this time of year.
No, I think they all got banged up a little bit. I'm not saying they're completely fine, but just in listening to Talib and Dennard talk yesterday a little bit about their situations, they both sort of expressed feeling good and not really overly concerned. And just kind of watching them go about their business this week. No, I'm not overly concerned with the secondary, but you did touch on Vollmer, and he's just one of really all of them. The only one that really hasn't dealt with anything is Wendell. All of the rest of them seem like they're operating at well under 100%. That is a concern to me, especially Sunday night.
Certainly on that left side where Logan Mankins gets back on the field last week,
but you don't know where his health status is, and they have to deal
with that.
He
played well
last
week.
Yes, and they have to deal with that Smith and Smith combo of Alden and Justin that has given basically everybody fits this year. Obviously, Alden has 19 and a half sacks, and as well as Nate Solder has played. This is a unique challenge, not just physically, but also mentally, dealing with sort of the combo of the two players and the games they play up front. But the big news of the week in terms of transactions, Dante Stallworth on IR after a single catch, a 63-yard touchdown. Deion Branch is back to help out old friend Tom Brady, and the Patriots are preparing for arguably their toughest, most physical challenge of the season as Jim Harbaugh, Colin Kaepernick, Alden Smith, and the Niners come to town Sunday night. Until then, for Paul Perillo, I'm Mandy Hart, and I did want to just send out a quick PFW prayers and condolences to everybody involved with the shooting that happened in Connecticut today. Obviously, we are the New England Patriots in Connecticut, very much a part of this fan base and this family of Patriots Nation. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the families that were affected by that. And anybody that has children, I think, is can
give
really
your kids a hug tonight.
It. Yes.
A little
give your kids
one.
A hug. Tell them you love them. Very, very, very emotional day. But again, for Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. It's another Patriots.com roster report podcast brought to you by Sullivan Tire. We'll talk to you next week. Peace out.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available in over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.